Hello and happy Wednesday. It's time for your next installment of Wedding Wednesday, which are tips and tricks for couples who are actively planning their wedding. For those of you guys who are tuning into this podcast for the first time, hello, I'm Jasmine. I own and run Jasmine Norris Photography, and I'm a wedding photographer located in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. And I do these little Wedding Wednesday podcasts every Wednesday that just kind of have some tips and tricks for couples when it comes to that wedding planning process. And so today's Wedding Wednesday, we're going to be talking all about planning for your engagement session. So you're engaged and you're getting married, so congratulations. And one thing that you certainly want to do is schedule an engagement session. This will help you document the special time in your life and will also let you work with your photographer before the big day. I always recommend that couples should use their wedding photographer for their engagement session. This lets you both work together before the big day, and it helps everything run a little smoother. And this is one of the reasons why I offer complimentary engagement sessions with all of my wedding packages, because I do think it is a great way to start out the whole wedding photography experience. So one thing that you're going to want to keep in mind when it comes to planning for your engagement session is the location for your session. And when you think about this, you don't necessarily need an amazing location with gorgeous backgrounds, because your photographer doesn't really need a lot to make a location look amazing. They definitely need some great light. So if you don't have a place in mind, you can ask your photographer for some recommendations and let them know what you were thinking for your session. Are you wanting something more urban, maybe something more woodsy, maybe you want a field? So if you and your fiance have a location that you frequent, or maybe where you met or got engaged, then that location can be great as well. So I love when my couples choose a location that has a personal tie to them, but I can definitely offer suggestions for my couples when they don't really know where they want to go. I can find a location that's perfect for them. The next thing you're going to want to think about after you find that location is the date for your engagement session. So a lot of couples choose their engagement session date based on the seasons, which is fine. Some want spring or summer engagement sessions, and others want a session that's opposite to when they are getting married. However, you will also want to keep in mind your timeline. Usually, save the dates are sent out around the 6-month mark. If you are planning to use your engagement images in your save the dates, then you will want to make sure your engagement session happens well in advance of that. So after you have the location picked, you have the date set, the next thing you're going to want to think about is your outfits. So a lot of couples will opt for two different outfits for their engagement session. Two outfits is great because you can capture two different looks, usually a dressier look and a more casual look. When it comes to choosing your outfit, you will want to make sure it's comfortable and it's something that you would normally wear. You want your engagement portraits to be a reflection of yourselves, so you will want to make your clothing match that. So don't be afraid to dress up either. Wear something a little fancier than you normally would, but make sure it's something that really matches your style. Layers are also great, and you'll also want to avoid logo t-shirts or patterns that are too small, since they don't always read well on camera. And then lastly, for those of you ladies out there, you'll want to kind of think about your hair and makeup. So if you are planning on getting your hair and makeup professionally done for your wedding, then you can schedule your makeup trial to happen the day of the engagement session. This will make sure that you will look your best and will also let you see what your wedding day makeup will look like in photos. So it's kind of a win-win there. And then lastly, smile and enjoy. This is your engagement session, so be sure to have fun. Be yourselves and enjoy this special time in your life. So that's it for this week's installment of Wedding Wednesday. Hopefully that will kind of help you when you start planning your engagement session. Be sure to tune back in next week for another installment of Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for couples who are actively planning their wedding. Thanks, guys, and have a great week.